Yep. Hey. And yep, right? What's up, people? D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored. Man, got a few hit-ups from people on the video and on my Spotify catch me, right? Catch me on Spotify. 110% Spotify. If you catch me there, you're going to see that I used to be on Anchor. Anchor no longer exists in the platform, but it does. Now it is bought out by Spotify for podcasters. So that's where I'm at. All my former stuff's there. There's two D-Boy Westland concerts subscribed to both of them. When I started my new one, I kind of started a new one. Not trying to, but didn't really understand. I've been off Anchor for a while, and I didn't realize the conversion. So then I found out I have both of them. So they are both me. I only have access to the new one as far as making new ones. So that's where you catch new ones. But the old ones you'll catch on. And they're both a D-Boy West Coast Uncensored. One is in capitals and one's not. So I think with the D-Boy. But both D-Boy West Coast Uncensored are me on Spotify. But I really want to thank YouTube. My subscriptions that went way up. I noticed they went way up. People listening to my older stuff when I wasn't putting newer stuff up. So, what am I out doing the walk finally, with the weather patterns being around everywhere just so strange, right? They're very strange. And I can get into that, but won't fully. I am really trying to help people know themselves first, recognize their path within themselves, and that your path. Through yourself has so many levels that you can now have access to everything you need. And that's why, if you've seen my new ones, I'm talking about language is just a part of it, right? The language is a technology. The language can assist your elevation of consciousness, can assist you. Why? If you speak poorly at yourself, about yourself, and not knowing the language, you'll continually drive yourself to lower frequencies. And that's kind of what I've been talking about recently. But really want to do is kind of put a finishing touch on a lot of the stuff with the language is really... It's opening up the fullness of your vibrational function that you in time, or not in time, right? Collapsing time, can go within and learn and harmonize with yourself. The true marriage is aligning your self. You got two hemispheres of the brain. Everything's done in this platform of duality, in this reality, right? Water, you got four elements. And there's always a duality within each of those elements. Water can be ice. Water can be boiling. Fire can help and assist you in warmth, cooking, and building. And it can be out of control fire that can destroy and burn everything down that you didn't intend it to do, and even yourself. So wind can blow and you don't see the wind, but you know it's there. You feel the wind with your senses. Earth, we walk on it every day. We're planted on it. So these elements, right, are there. Water, fire, earth, and air. Right? Air, having that. This is a makeup of creation, of alchemy, and of creation of everything. So having the aspect to know that you can dig in and go within yourself, and you can start awakening yourself up and realizing the connection to yourself in different platforms, different realities. It's dimensional. And having the confidence and applying different aspects of yourself. Language is one. Knowing that you're uplifting yourself to get lighter so you can get light. Taking upon yourself to make the necessary changes by empowering your will, which is a wheel. When it starts turning, the tarot is like rotate, right? Everybody, oh, the tarot card. Now, tarot, actually, you mix up those letters. It's rotate. What is rotating? There's a rotation going on. We see the rotation in nature. We rotate from each season. We even rotate from each day, right? So there's a rotation going on. So what I'm saying that is the vastness of yourself, you have the capabilities. Knows the capabilities, like a superhero wearing a cape, right? To do different things in your life, to assist yourself to go higher, and also putting things within yourself in order. Creating an abundance of order within yourself, activating the abundance. Because a lot of people I talk to deal with lack of abundance in a way, and they have knowledge that somebody out, I'm on a walk, so somebody's out doing their lawn and they're blowing the leaves with a leaf blower, blowing the grass off the place, so off their lawn, so that's the noise. So you're going to hear nature, some of its machinery, and not exact nature, but most machinery is made from nature, right? So we're on this walk. So, activating abundance by deleting, like, debt, blockage of energies. You have to take responsibility. You can't blame, which is easy, because it's there. But the fix is not in the blame. The fix is in the responsibility. Hear me again. And when you fix something, you need proper tools to make adjustments. Tightening screws, tightening bolts, re-putting something where it belongs that it might not be connected to the right area. All these adjustments that you make on self, on yourself, is the tools of what I'm here for. And I told you before, we kind of went over awareness. And I really am going to really push the ideology. It's not an ideology, it's a truth. We have a nudge. Ideologies out here that make me go, this stuff is the whack attack right now with some just, you know, yeah, they make movies like Idiocracy and you can see the manifestation of it now. It's pure idiocracy. But anyways, we're going to go back to the adjustments of ourselves and building our temple, which would be the secret of masonry, building a temple without hands, right? That's what the words when you get into being Mason is. And that connection of what masonry is learning to build and adjust, fix. Because besides building something, you need to have it last, right? That's why when you look at things that are really good quality stuff in the physical, from cars to different types of things that are built, and you go, man, that's quality. That will last, right? Is for you to make the adjustment. So all your tools that you can use connected to awareness, and through that process, awareness will let you know. Put the order. Put a what order, Danny? Or D-Boy? What order are you talking about? Delete things that don't. Quit living in the response. I mean, in the reactionary phase. Nothing comes easy that's worth having. Anything that's easy usually doesn't last. Again, anything that you're willing to go through to get something will last. Anything that isn't won't last. I'm going to do a part two on this because I think this is powerful. I think I'm got a little sun reflection. I'm seeing I'm right around the 9.5 minute mark. So I'm going to close. We'll do a part two. But this is about knowing your tools, knowing how to use them, and being aware where the diagnostic is within yourself. I'm going to hit on emotions on this next one.